And it's time now for the business news with Giles Beckford, who is in our Wellington studio. Giles, NZIER has put some numbers out on the impact of lockdown. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as we were just hearing in that final item of the headlines there, $21 billion is the cost that the NZIER puts on the close down related to the pandemic, and that's what it's cost the economy. Now, I just want to put some perspective around this, because $21 billion is bound to excite a lot of headlines. First of all, this study by NZIER, it was actually presented to a conference nearly 2 months ago, so it's the middle of June, and we should see it also in the context that $21 billion wiped off the economy is about 7% of the economy, the value of the economy. Now, that's actually within the broad range of estimates that most economic forecasters have been putting out in the past 3 to 4 months. So from that point of view, it's not a brand spanking number, although the actual $21 billion may sound like a bit of a shock. In fact, just yesterday, the Reserve Bank, in its latest monetary policy statement, the forecasts it put out suggested that the economy will shrink by about 6% in best circumstances, good even circumstances, through to the end of the year, to be followed by a rebound growth, economic growth, of closer to 7% in 2022. So from that point of view, you see there's a down and there's the up, there's the rebound. So I think a little bit of perspective is needed. That's not to undermine the value of the work done in the NZIER report. It's another piece of important information. It just brings home to us the fact that COVID has a real strong economic cost. As the Reserve Bank was putting it yesterday, it will be a long and slow and bumpy road to recovery, and there will be dips and dives and potholes on the way. So, once again, we don't know really what the impact of further lockdown will be. If we go, the whole country is to go to 3, or possibly Auckland being put up to a level 4 lockdown, then that will impose further economic costs, and we have to expect that our recovery will be that little bit more delayed.
Okay, so a potentially positive economic story then is this big Swedish trucking company. It's investing big time in New Zealand. What's it up to?
Well, at times like this, you would wonder, why would one of the world's biggest truck makers, this is Sweden's Scania, why would they fork out millions of dollars to buy a series of truck maintenance, repair, servicing outlets around the country? Well, they're buying a firm called Trucks and Trailers. They're buying 7 branches of that firm. We don't know the price, but it does go into the millions, and it will see a tripling of their workforce in this country. They're already pretty well established. Scania says quite simply, look, New Zealand is a country that depends on really big trucks, big rigs, driving big distances, especially in the provinces. Interestingly, the businesses that they're buying are largely in regions, West Coast, Canterbury, South Canterbury, middle of the North Island. They're going to set up a new facility in Rotorua as well. So, should we just say, a sign of confidence, a sign of a company that knows transport is vital to this economy, and in particular, you know, it's one that will survive the pandemic. In some cases, it may even profit from the pandemic. And this is Scania's vote of confidence in New Zealand. It's one of their bigger investments in the world this year.
Giles, what news do you bring of market numbers?
I bring news of a share market that was positive but just ran out of puff towards the end of the day. It started with, I won't say a hiss and a roar, but it was up a reasonable amount. It closed just 8 points higher, 9 points higher, 11,500. We won't worry about the minor details there of percentages. The New Zealand dollar sitting around 65.6 US cents, just touching 91.6 Australian, and a smidgen over 50.2 British pence.
And I have to wait for the gold and silver report until tomorrow, do I, Giles?
Well, I can give you gold. It was up $13 to somewhere around $1,900, but it's still outside of your pocket money.
Exactly. Thank you, Giles. That's our business editor, Giles Beckford, joining us from our Wellington studio.